Hey there, John Millen here. Okay, on this audio track, education track, this is going to talk about one of the insider components that you only learn by maybe being in the industry or having someone teach you. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm teaching you from the inside out. I'm kind of exposing the insider secret or however you want to say it. I'm not trying to sensationalize, but it's like, I didn't know this until like years in. I'm like, why didn't someone tell me this from the beginning? Could have made my life a lot easier, all my clients, because that's not the way it's set up. Right. And so we're going to talk about prescription drugs and prescription costs that hit your medical plan. And this is important because most people can relate to this. Like, oh, okay, yep, I'm on a prescription drug, or my child is, or I have employees are, or I see the TV commercials. So when you think of healthcare insurance, the big piece that's very costly is the cost of prescription drugs. But also, the big piece that's very profitable is prescription drugs. Not profitable to you, profitable to the insurance companies and the manufacturers and the PBMs, pharmacy benefit managers. So that's why I want to talk about this specifically, because this is low-hanging fruit. This is a way to very easily enhance your program in a couple different ways with very little disruption to the employees. And so I'm going to talk about how can you purchase, get access to prescription drugs on your plan on a more like cost plus model. And the analogy I want to use is Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban has a company, I think it's called the Mark Cuban Prescription Drug Company or something, where he takes generic medications and cost, and he adds a $15 markup cost, that's the plus, and that's what he sells it for. It's the cost of the drug plus 15%. And so that's what I want you to consider when it comes to your pharmaceutical plan drugs on your health plan. Now, you might say, why don't we just have people go to Mark Cuban's company? And you could, right? But it's right now it's just generics. So that's not the low-hanging fruit. The generic drugs are not your issue, and it's outside your plan, and there's other reasons. So yes, you could, just like you can use GoodRx, but that's set up differently. So it's not really going to help you that much. GoodRx is not the solution to all this, because once you learn about how this works, you're going to realize it's not. It's a Band-Aid and it's a short-term thing. So you want to, one of the episodes I talk about buying wholesale versus retail, this kind of goes along that lines where you have your pharmacy component in your medical plan, and there's a whole system of things that control that. Essentially, they're called pharmacy benefit managers, PBMs. And you're learning a lot about this on the news. So the top three PBMs control 70 or 80% of all the medications that run through a health plan. And you can Google this, you can look at it yourself. And the problem is that this is not cost plus. This is like cost times three, times four, 100%. This is huge markup, hiding expenses and costs in the pricing, very not transparent. And so you're like, what's the problem? I'm only paying a $50 copay for that. You're only paying a $50 copay. Your employee's only paying, you know, $75 copay. But the plan is experiencing massive hits on its on your claims. So if you're experience rated, if you have more than 50 eligible people, and even though you have 30 on your plan, or if you're self-funded, level funded, any of those variations, your rates are based on how much you use it. You're experience rated, or you're self-funded, and you're totally based on it. So this matters to everyone, regardless of your copays. And this is the first light bulb, like, oh, didn't think about the claims. Yeah, because they don't want you to worry about that part. And we're like, hey, it's only a $10 copay, but the drug is $1,000 a month. Well, who's paying that? Oh, the insurance company's paying that. No, you're paying that. The company health plan is paying that. And as those hit your plan, your rates go up. Like, you can't get away from that. So that's why this is so important. And the other thing is prescription drugs, on average, account for about 30% of a total annual spend. So the question I ask people all the time on a call is, what's your total annual spend for healthcare? And this is funny. They go, oh, so the company, we spend $500,000. Okay, great. What about the employees? Well, I don't know what they spend. Okay, what's your total spend? When you write a check to Anthem or whatever it is, what is it? Oh, it's $85,000 a month. Okay, your total spend is $1 million. That's what you're spending. You're making your employees pay the other half, but everyone is spending $1 million. That's the number of $1 million. About a third of it, roughly, maybe more, maybe less, is just prescriptions. So if you look at that bucket, That's 300 grand right now. And most of the time, by using more of a cost plus pharmacy model where you're just kind of layered in your plan, where it's very, the employees don't even know what's happening, it's kind of like internally more efficient, you're going to save probably half of that spend. So that's 150 grand just right off the top. And that's just really conservative, real world savings that we see. Why? It's not because we changed prescription drugs. We're not calling they're not calling doctors back and go, hey, this and that. This is going to be on brand preferred, brand non-preferred, specialty drugs. It's all those medications. The big money is not in the generics, the tier one stuff. It's tier two, three, and four. And that's where you have limited number of people with very expensive medications driving your costs. So you put this whole net out there where you drop the cost for everybody, and internally you save money on the plan. And this happens day one. The other really great thing about when you put this in a plan is, you know, on your medical card, if you look at your card, there's a little box and it has a bunch of numbers in it, and it'll say pharmacy. When you go to the pharmacist or you go to pick up a medication, that's the code number they punch in their computer. And what they're punching is the bank identification number and the PCN number, BIN, and the PCN numbers trigger what's the costing of that drug internal to the plan. This is where the employees don't know. Like they're just handing the card. And what you do from the employer side is, with these pharmacy plans that are very easy to insert, you can design your coverage however you want. And this is the best part, I think. You can say, okay, for any preventive medications or generic tier one, we want to make it no cost to the employee so that they get on them. So if you have a $15 copay now for tier one, or you have an HSA plan that has no coverage, you put that in, like, boom, it's zero. And tier two, instead of $50, let's make that $25. Tier three, instead of, you know, 20% up to $250 a month, we're going to make that $75. And for tier four, we're going to make that $100 or whatever. You can build the plan that's richer and less money for the employees. Why would you do that? Because you want them on the medication if they're sick or injured or something's happening, you want them on that. You don't want to not have them on a medication and be like, I can't afford it, and then they get worse. Then they have a big claim later, and it jacks your rates up because you're experience rated. This is reverse of what the industry has been telling people since 2003. When HSAs came in, that was the only trick brokers had. Raise the deductible, save money. Employees put money in HSA, save for a rainy day, pre-tax, blah, blah, blah. That works fine when the deductible is 250. Now the deductibles are $3,000, $4,000, and $5,000. So now employers are like, I'm not funding $5,000. And employees are like, I don't have $5,000 to fund. And so they're on these HSA plans with no pharmacy and they're not getting medications. And because their experience rate are self-funded in some way, even partially self-funded, you're getting hammered on renewals on your HSA plans. Like, why is my HSA plan going up 25% a year? Because that doesn't matter. You've not addressed the root cause, which is the claims. And this is one way you do that. So I hope this is helpful. I will tell you, it's incredibly rewarding when we work with a client and we drop those copays down and you start getting feedback like the second, third day when your plan goes active, because pharmacy is something people use right away. Right? They're not going to the hospital right away. They're not getting outpatient surgeries day one, but almost there's somebody in your organization that's getting a prescription filled in January or the first couple days when your plan renews. And so you hear that feedback, like, I like our plan. And like, why? I just went to the pharmacy and I was used to paying like $180 for this, and now I paid $25. And they might have missed it in the group meeting. They might have been told this, but they experience it, and now they feel instantly better, and they're saving money, the plan saving money, the employee saving money, and everyone is working more efficiently. So hope this is helpful.